Today is November 1st, 2020. Most of us in the United States set our clocks back 1 hour last night as we changed from daylight saving to standard time. Today's message is an updated version of one I gave a few years ago on the Sunday we changed our clocks. As the coronavirus continues to be active in our communities, we do not worship together in person at the church, but offer this recorded service, and I welcome you to this time of worship. God gives us one day at a time, long enough for laughing to follow any tears, deep enough for prayer and silence to mingle together, time enough to help someone in need, plenty of time to notice beauty and praise the Maker, sufficient time to build a bridge of forgiveness or tear down a wall of resentment, the right time to embrace friends, smile at strangers, play with children, and sing praise to God. Let us praise God for this day that we are given. Please join me in prayer. O God, our Creator, To you, 1,000 years is like a minute, but for us, every second counts. Every second is scheduled. Every minute is precious. An hour of overtime means an hour away from our loved ones. But at this moment, we have chosen to give our time to you, to step out of our demanding schedules, to stop and pray and worship and remember that life is more than what our calendars tell us. God, we honor and praise you with our most precious commodity, our time. Receive our thoughts, words, and actions today, and bless us with your Spirit. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we now pray as he taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you now to listen and or join in singing the hymn, Take Time to Be Holy. Today's scripture comes from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 through 20. For once you were in darkness, but now in the Lord you are light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. Try to find out what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what such people do secretly, but everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For everything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts. Give thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless us as we have heard these words and as we hear them, as we may have read them, as we apply them to our lives. Let's pray together. Holy God, we praise you and we glorify you. We rejoice in all the ways that you provide for us and you sustain us. Open our hearts and minds to your word and fill us with your Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. What time is it? When we hear that question, some of us look at a watch on our wrist, hanging around our neck as a pendant, or hiding in a pocket. Others may turn to their cell phone, and others may rely on a clock on our wall, desk, or other area. Regardless of what timepiece we use, it's clear that we live in a world obsessed with time. Rarely does anyone approach us in the grocery store anymore and ask, "Do you have the time?" Because almost everyone has it attached to their body in some way. We have time staring at us from the corner of our computer screens, from the dashboard of the car, and from the digital clock on the bank and business signs down the street. We might think that the abundance of clocks in our world would make us better at managing our time. But the truth is that time management is one of the biggest stressors in our culture. We work too many hours. We have too many distractions, and we're trying to squeeze in more work in less time. Procrastination is often the result of being so overwhelmed with tasks that we keep putting things off, only to find that we're not even more squeezed for time. The relentless ticking of the clock, or in their case, the movement of the shadow around the sundial, is what the ancient Greeks referred to as chronos time, from which we get chronological time. The Apostle Paul did not wear a watch or carry a cell phone, but he was nonetheless always aware of time. It was a different sort of time, however, than we get by glancing at our watch or at a large public clock. Paul actually kept a running clock in his head. But instead of tracking the chronos, Paul was far more interested in redeeming a different type of time, described in the Bible by the Greek word kairos. Kairos is the type of time most often mentioned in the New Testament. We don't find it on the hands of the dial or the digital numbers on a screen. Instead, Kairos refers more to a decisive time, the right time, the appropriate time. The writers of the New Testament seem to understand Kairos in relation to the moment when God intervenes or is about to intervene in human history. But the word can also mean the time that God's people have to prepare for the ultimate Kairos, that Paul's admonition to the Ephesians to make the most of the Kairos time because the days are evil. It's that Kairos expectation that should fuel the management of our Chronos time. Paul begins this section of the letter with a call to set the alarm clock. The darkness of evil is about to be exposed by the bright dawn of God's coming kingdom. Thus, Paul tells the Ephesian church to take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but indeed expose them, because everything exposed by the light becomes visible. With the dawn about to break, Paul uses what may be a line from an ancient hymn as a wake-up call. Sleeper, awake, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. With that coming moment in mind, Paul urges the Christians in Ephesus to be careful how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise. Use your time wisely, in other words, by ordering your lives after the new reality that is breaking in. In this way, you will make the most of the Kairos and live in ways consistent with the coming day of the Lord, and not in step with the present evil that governs the daily calendar of much of the world. To understand what the will of the Lord is, and to do it, is the best time management strategy in light of the coming of the Lord. For Paul, the way that we become better Kairos managers is by being filled with the Holy Spirit, which is a contrast to the time-wasting practice of getting drunk and corrupted. Many people in the ancient world believed that being drunk could produce inspiration or possession of Dionysus, the god of wine. Many people in our day believe that they will get inspiration or at least medication from being intoxicated, not only with drink, but with money, with sex, or with power. They structure their time and their lives in pursuit of these things, thinking that they will be fulfilled. But these are time killers. The Apostle Paul counters this belief by telling the Ephesians to be filled with the Spirit instead, and you will be able to face the present world not with songs of drunken parties, but the psalms, hymns, and spiritual psalms of worship. There's an echo here back to the day of Pentecost, when the Spirit came on the gathered church. As the tongues of fire and mighty wind of the Holy Spirit descended on the disciples, some of the bystanders looked at their ecstatic behavior and their speaking in new languages and said, "They are filled with new wine." In response, Peter told the crowd to check their watches, since it was only 9 in the morning. Instead, their behavior was a sign that the last days, the Kairos of God, was at hand. Quoting the prophet Joel, Peter preached, "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh." During this year's pandemic, with businesses and schools closed, many of us have been staying at home for our own personal health and the safety of our families. This has provided opportunities to organize and clean the home, but it has also provided opportunities for individuals and families to reflect on and reevaluate their lives and what is an important use of the hours and days that they have. How their Chronos time can be managed to enhance their Kairos time. Life in the Spirit is life in Kairos time. And the people of God set their watches and calendars by that standard. These days, we might have atomic clocks in our homes that are accurate to the second because they synchronize automatically by radio frequency with the National Institute of Standards and Technology atomic clock in Boulder, Colorado. The watch on our wrist or in our pocket or the clock on the side of the building might be fast or slow, but the NIST F2 clock is always correct. The same might be said of the Holy Spirit, which calibrates us toward being right with God's time and accurate in our faith and practice. How we make the most of the time is thus a function of how well we use our Chronos to focus on the Kairos. How do our calendars reflect time spent cultivating our relationship with God via the Holy Spirit? Does our daily rhythm include time dedicated solely to prayer, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do we search the Scriptures daily to understand what the will of the Lord is? Are we participating in weekly worship where we can be filled with the Spirit and make melody to the Lord in our hearts? Rather than just letting time tick away, we need to put it to the Spirit's use. One way we can make use of our Chronos time for Kairos time is the following suggestion. If you regularly carry a timepiece of some sort, be it analog or digital, consider the practice of saying a short prayer every time you check the time. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, pray for whatever is happening or whomever you're with at the moment. Coupled with a disciplined and regular spiritual life, it's a practice that makes the most of the time in a way that allows the Spirit to work in us and through us. The clocks we see every day should be a reminder to us to keep awake, for the time is coming when the light of God's glory will flood all the creation, pushing out the darkness and bringing the dawn of a new creation. Whether it's as small as a computer timer or as large as a seaworthy ship, every tick of the clock brings us one step closer to that day. We have been given precious time that we can ill afford to waste. And I invite you to pray with me now, and I'm going to be using the words of William F. Lloyd, words that he wrote that were entitled, "My Times Are in Thy Hand," and I have paraphrased these, altered the words. Let us pray. Our times are in thy hand. Our God, we wish them there. Our lives, our friends, our souls we leave entirely to thy care. Our times are in thy hand, whatever they may be, pleasing or painful, dark or bright, as best may seem to thee. Our times are in thy hand. Why should we doubt or fear? Our Father's hand will never cause his children needless tears. Our times are in thy hand. We'll always trust in thee. and after death, at thy right hand, we shall forever be. Thank you, Lord, for the Chronos and Kairos time you have given to us. Help us to live each moment wisely, guided by your Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you now to listen and or sing the hymn or the contemporary song, In His Time. Apostle Paul wrote to the early churches these words of instruction. Make the best possible use of your time. And be very careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time. As we conclude this time of worship, may our prayer be that of the Psalms, where we read, So teach us to count our days, Lord, that we may gain a wise heart. Amen.